Gore Park. The Gore is a garden of benches, of clefless and quaverless staffs, where strata of light obtrude in the night evanescently odd epigraphs. And I leaned a little into the wind, watching two men release scudding words at each other's ghostly breath in the corner of a park, flushed by November wind and the frostbite of noise and huddled motion, as any park would be in the center of a city in November. They intruded words rudely into the depurating cold made colder by the warmth of their indifference, provoking the envy of the gone south surfing sun, the dilatory leaf, and me in the fingernails of winter. Avoiding the inertia of destination, they merely paused like a journey gusting in search of its beginning, and whatever words formed ice bridges of breath between them did not matter. Men en route to a question without an answer or an end or even an explanation. They were traveling men, transcenders of the act of mere movement from commencement to finale, but each of their pauses was a transition and the start of a new beginning. Despite the scorn of living there, the past is a cupboard of experience, and to find the direction of the present, one must at times walk backwards into the future. It is the look over the shoulder into the darkness that illuminates. It could have been the wind itself, strummer of the strings of stillness that kept my distance. I sat on an adjacent bench looking downstream in the cold currents, away from the gusts of new origins, towards the darkness of predeceased deeds. The few leaves that tenaciously clung to their now dry, anguished limbs were pathetically curled and shapeless, awaiting the signal of departure that I could behold myself if I were to remain long enough. But a light flickered in the past, and I lost interest in this overt, yet usually imperceptible display of death. Suddenly, there came a time of release. All the leaves let go, the two men started towards the future, and I went back where the light was burning.